For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listen, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And thank you, ladies and germs. Hey, let me tell you something. Skinny's not here tonight. He's up at his beach house in Long Beach, and, you know, with those three pensions he's got, he doesn't have to show up to work. And then he was supposed to call in, but I can't get him on the line. He may be calling in later. But we got a great show tonight. What a night. This is a special groundbreaking night in Irish-American radio history. Ever since the days of Marconi, they've never tried something like this. We're putting three Irish-American radio shows, usually an hour, in 1 hour. Three into one. We got the Skinny and Hooley Show. We got the Hooley's Hooley Show. And we got the crack all being put on tonight in one place here in front of a live audience at the Irish American Heritage Center. Thank you. And what a night we got. We got a great raffle. All kinds of you got to get a raffle ticket. See Barbara or Katie for raffle tickets. You can win that candle. You can win this thing, whatever it is. You can win my book. You can win this pot holder. You can win another book of mine. You can win Going East on Ashen. McCann's Irish Oatmeal. You can win this. These picture frames. And the grand prize, two free tickets to Irish Fest this weekend. And that's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at the Irish American Heritage Center. You're going to want to be a part of it. It's terrific. If you don't get to win the tickets tonight, if you pick up $10 pre-sale, $15 at the door, you can't beat it. It's one of the greatest festivals in the world, and we want you to be here for it. Okay, what a night. We had an interesting night tonight because Gino and I are doing the Skinny and Hooley tour, the crack tour of Ireland. Gino Cooney and I are going to Ireland, and we're bringing 40 of our best friends with us, and a lot of them are here tonight, right in front of a live audience. And we also have the one, the only incredible Emer Arkins is with us tonight. Give her a hand. And she has her friend Eileen Gannon with her. These two young ladies have been touring through the country, coming down from St. Louis. Now, you know what? I have a favor to ask you, Emer. She just met all the people going on the tour. Emer is a great lilter.
I am indeed.
Can you do?
So I've been told anyway.
Oh, I think you're fabulous. So just to kick off, can you do some lilting for us? Now this is gonna blow your minds, especially you, Maddox. So sit back and listen to the great Emer Arkins as she lilts for all of us.
A little bit of a reel for you. This one is called "The Crooked Road to Dublin." Rum diddery doodle diddle diddery doodle dappa deedle do dee doodle diddle doodle diddery dum skiddery da diddery doodle diddle diddery diddle dee doodle diddery dum bappa doodle diddle doodle diddery dum rattle diddery doodle diddle diddery dum pa deedle diddery da dee deedle diddle diddle dee diddle day skiddery outle diddery doodle diddle doodle diddery dum diddery outle diddle dee doodle diddle 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 dee doodle diddery dum bappa doodle dappa diddery diddle dee doodle diddery dum diddery doodle diddle hoppa diddery dum skiddery do diddery da diddery diddle diddle dee doodle diddle dum diddery doodle diddle 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 dee day ra dee doodle diddle diddle dum pa deedle diddle dee dee doodle diddle diddle dee doodle dum skiddery doodle diddery doodle diddle doodle diddery day diddery outle diddle dee doodle diddle 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 dee doodle diddery dum diddery dum diddery diddle diddle dee doodle diddery dum diddery doodle diddle doodle diddery da skiddery dum bappa doodle dappa diddle diddle dee doodle diddery dum diddery doodle diddle doodle diddery day skiddery dum bappa doodle dat diddery doodle diddle da dee doodle diddle diddle doodle day routle diddery doodle diddle doodle diddery dum skiddery outle diddle doodle diddle diddle dee doodle dat diddery dum.
How about it? She's going to be on the bus with us in Ireland for a week.
Be nonstop lilting.
Ella, who was used to do the scat? Ella Fitzgerald's got nothing on you. You know that?
Nothing.
And she's Irish too, Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah. So anyway, that was terrific. And Emer, let me just tell you, Emer is an all-Ireland fiddle, dancing. I'm trying to get her bio up here. Oh, here. Eimear and Eileen have been lighting up Irish music scene in St. Louis for the past several years. Eileen, a St. Louis native, is one of the top Irish harp players in the world.
Woo!
About it. She's won numerous accolades, including the highly coveted senior harp title at Flacol. That's the World Irish Music Championship. She has a bachelor's degree in music performance from St. Louis University and a master's degree in, what the heck is that? Oh, ethnic musicology. That's pretty cool. Well, that's Irish music. From the University of Limerick. In the summer of 2017, Eileen launched her debut solo, The Glory Days Are Over. Now, you both have CDs tonight for sale?
We do, yes.
So you want to get some CDs, you want to get those? Eimear is an award-winning singer and fiddle player from County Clare. The Banner County, that's where the Houlihans are from in Kilrush, by the way. She has 11 solo Flacol titles to her credit. She has performed throughout the U.S. and Ireland with acclaimed bands like Cherish the Ladies, Tieda. Is that how did I say that right?
Tieda.
The Paul Brock Band, Brew Baru, and the Nashville Celts. She has toured extensively. I can't even pronounce these. Great bands. And if you really want to hear her, go on the trip with me and Gino. They're both tutors at St. Louis Irish Arts. I've been guest artists at numerous festivals throughout the world, including the Catskills. Is that going on this week?
Yeah, that's where we're headed.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we're headed to the Catskills. We're making our way there from St. Louis, so we'll be arriving at the Catskills on Sunday.
Okay, say hello to Pauline Keneally. Do you know her?
We do indeed.
Is Jimmy Keen going to be there? We had a show with him the other night. Anyway, that's a great, that's in New York, right?
It is, yeah, East Durham, up in the Catskill Mountains in New York.
All right, so this is what we have here tonight. You can't believe it, can you?
Mm.
Now, how about a tune? Can we start with a tune, ladies?
Yeah, we'll play a couple of reels for you that, whoopsies, oh, there goes
couple
the boat.
A couple of reels from Eimear and Eileen. One night only here at the Irish American Heritage Center. That's how lucky we are to have them. So sit back and relax and enjoy. Thank you. Katie Laxner, get that sign up there. Come on. She's got the applause sign. Oh, she's going to hit me now. There we go. Hey, we're in front of a live audience here at the Irish American Heritage Center, the Skinny and Hooley Show, for the first time in history at the Irish American Heritage Center. Hey, guess what? Somebody just handed in a phone that they found in the parking lot. I don't know whose it is. There's a picture of two very attractive young ladies on the back, and it's almost out of juice. It's got like 19%, but if this is your phone, we got it. And we'll be taking pictures of some obscene pictures and sending them to your parents later. So you better get up here and get it now, or we'll give it to the Gino. We got this phone was found in the parking lot, so take care of that, will you, pal? All right, that was terrific. Just lovely, lovely, lovely. You guys are amazing. There's two young ladies. They get in a car, and they just drive from St. Louis, traveling all around. Where were you last night?
Last night we were in Cambridge, Illinois.
Cambridge, Illinois. Yeah. Oh, yes. Isn't the university there in Cambridge?
There is a No, we were stayed somewhere last night. There was a university. Where was that? DeKalb.
Oh, yes. DeKalb. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a lovely place of higher learning. What's that, Northern? DeKalb,
yeah.
Northern Illinois University? Mm-hmm. I went to Cambridge, in Illinois. Anyway. Hey, we got a great Irish Fest coming up July 6th, 7th, and 8th. You're sitting at home right now and you're listening to WCEV 1415. You're thinking, okay, it's a Skinny and Hooley show. I'm used to that. But then you're going to hear the Hooley's Hooley, which is usually on Saturday nights from 7 to 8 on WSBC 1240. And then you're going to hear the Crack, which is usually on WSBC from 8 to 9. So this is an incredible Irish radio experience. Just sit back and enjoy. We got a great raffle here tonight. We have Emer Arkins and Eileen Gannon with us making some music. Later in the show, we're going to raffle off two tickets to Irish Fest. So you got to get your tickets. If you don't have a ticket to win, you can't win. We're going to raffle off my book, The Greatest Book Ever Written. Actually, I have two books tonight, and they are both The Greatest Book Ever Written. One of them is Nothing's on the Square, about the evil dictator Rahm Emanuel. And the other one is called Hooliganism, which is 20 years of my best columns from the Irish American News. And the other one is Going East on Ashland, the story of my life, growing up Irish on the south side of Chicago. All of them, pretty choice stuff. And then we have some other stuff, too, candles and all that stuff. What a great raffle. But I want to encourage everybody, if you don't know about it yet, Gino and I are going to Ireland October 11th to the 18th. Check out the Irish American News. We've got a huge ad this month in there, all about where we're going, and call Mary Weebler over at Intratravel, and you can get all the information. But I want to give a shout-out to some of the people who are going already. Some of them weren't here tonight. Joseph and Catherine Chuccio. How'd they get in here? They're going. Thomas and Patricia Doyle are going. Dave and Rita Durkin, who went last year. Patrick and Mary Hennessy. Daniel and Joan Keeley, and Barry O'Connell and his wife Sally, they're here tonight. They're going to Ireland with us. Also, Dennis Kearns is going, Mike Miller, the fire chief, and Catherine Nelson. Thank you, Billy. Froggy McGuire and Mary Ellen Duffy are going. Kelly Martinez is going, right? Is that right? Gino? Kathy Daly and Colleen Riley, you're going. You're not leaving this building until you sign up. Maureen Casey, Denise Cannon, they're going. They're going, right? Maureen and Denise, they're here. And Brian Sweeney is going. He doesn't live in the area. Anyway, we got a great lineup. But as you can see, we got about 19, 20 people already. So you better get in on it if you want to join us. We had just had a great slide presentation. But let's get back to the music with the great Emer Arkins and Eileen Gannon on the harp. What do you call that harp? Is this an Irish harp? It's terrific. Okay, what do you got, Gales?
Well, we had a request to sing a Clare song for Monica here, so we're gonna sing about a Clare person. This one was written by a Cavan man called Percy French, and it's called The Darling Girl from Clare.
He's the best.
Sitting on the wall upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, thinking we'd be married to one day, when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh man, she had the makings of a fairy, and it Ireland girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop now to buy some sort of thing. I'll ask her if she has a mind to stop now, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the window and the tall clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will be in it for the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and see her father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. And every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow, and begorra, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare. Me joy and me sorrow and begorra, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
Ah, that was terrific. I've never heard that. And I'm a big fan of Percy French. We have two of his songs. We have Phil the Fluter's mm-hmm. Ball and Are You Right There, Michael, the West Clare Railway,
West Clare, yeah.
In my movie Our Irish Cousins. But that's the first time I've heard that, and was very nicely done. He's from Clare?
He's from Cavan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a great character, Percy French. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of his music is it's all public domain. So you don't have to pay any royalties or anything. That's the great thing about Percy French. All right, so everybody got their raffle tickets. Hoping you're having a blast here tonight on The Crack. And now we're not on The Crack. This is the Skinny and Uli show. The Crack's coming up. The next show coming up, we're going to take a little break for commercials. Then we're going to have my sons, Billy and Patty, and they're doing the Hooli's Hooli, which is on every Saturday night from 7 to 8 on WSBC 1240. And so glad to have you listening today on WCEV 1450 on your AM dial. So stick around. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, you'll be listening to the Houlihan Brothers, Bill and Patty Houlihan, with the Hooli's Hooli. So stick around.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
AM, yeah. WSBC. Welcome to another shortened segment of the Hooley's
Hooley
Radio
Hour. We are at the Irish American Heritage Center tonight, Pat.
That's right. My name's Patty Houlihan. I am your host for the next 15 minutes. Joining me as always, twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill. Say hello to everybody.
Hello,
here.
Everyone. Glad to be here.
Thank you.
At the famous Irish American Heritage Center. We talk about it a lot on our show. We're not far from here when we do it. We're over at Milwaukee and Bryn Mawr. There,
we're
right?
at WSBC Radio. That's on Milwaukee and Bryn Mawr. We are studio hosts.
And for some of you people that used to listen to the late great Maureen O'Looney show, we took over her spot at that radio station. So we're there to fulfill the Irish tradition over there at 12:40 a.m.
Awesome, Eileen Emer. Hello.
Welcome. We haven't had live music. We used to do the show over at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn live, and then we would do it in at Goldie Burgers, too, in Forest Park. This is where we first started doing the show. So we're glad to be back here in front of a live audience. Mm-hmm. It still has the same feel. If you listen to our show, it has a little different dynamic in the studio.
So, yeah, it's nothing like anything that you've experienced here at the Heritage Center. We play a lot of Pearl Jam, the great Irish band Pearl Jam.
Emer, do you know any Pearl Jam?
No.
No, okay. No. You're just hoping that the young millennials might get into something like that. That would be pretty cool if you could do a Pearl Jam song, though.
maybe we could jam along to a Pearl Jam song.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It doesn't have to be Pearl Jam. It could just be anything. Maybe a Maroon 5 song. Maybe you and Adam Levine can do something together.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
We got to get you on that. What is that, America's Got Talent? Is that what they do? Is that show?
Your guess is as good as mine. You're the millennial expert, and you don't even know the name of the show.
It's getting all kinds of great ratings on NBC. Isn't that Adam Levine's whole thing? Like him and who's that country music?
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
I think we'd make a nice trio.
You would.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I don't think most women would complain with that, would they?
No.
No. Okay.
Why is Blake Shelton hot?
He's winning awards, I think.
He's winning. As Charlie Sheen, the great Irish American Charlie Sheen might say.
Being a great musician.
Both. He's winning. Both.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about yourselves. Bill, shut up for a minute here. I want to get to the interview.
Okay.
You guys do have a concert coming up here at the Irish American Heritage Center in Chicago, August 25th, correct?
That's right.
What day? Is that a Friday or
it's
Saturday?
It's a Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to come back?
Very excited. We played here last year, Eileen and I, with my brother Connor. So very excited to come back this coming August.
Yeah. What does your brother Connor play?
Connor plays fiddle and flute, but he will not be with us in August.
Is he on tour with Pearl Jam?
He is otherwise engaged, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. where are you guys? Now, you're obviously Irish. You're from
That's
Ireland.
Right. Yeah, I'm from just outside Ennis, a little place called Rouen in County Clare.
And how long have you been here in the States?
It will be 4 years this August.
And you're St. Louis based.
I am.
How'd you wind up in Anheuser-Busch land?
I studied abroad there and got sucked in and then came back to go to grad school in Missouri. So I've been been there nearly 4 years now.
What's the Irish community in St. Louis like?
Growing.
Growing?
Yeah. There aren't a whole lot of first-generation Irish people, mm-hmm. But they keep popping up every now and then.
As they do in all places, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's lovely to have you guys on the program. Nice to meet all of you here live at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Woo!
Yeah, round of applause, please. Huh?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
There we go. Lovely. Would you be so kind to serenade the Hooli's Hooli audience with a number?
We will, and we're going to have a special guest come up and dance a few steps for us.
Come on up here.
Woo!
Who's this?
This is Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. Go at it, Madeline.
Madeline what? Madeline, what's your last name?
Bitzer? Madeline Bitzer will be dancing while Emer Arkins and Eileen Gannon play this number for us.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Emer Arkins and Eileen Gannon. What's the name of that number?
There were a couple of reels, The Fisherman's Island and Tom Ward's Downfall.
Lovely. Bill, what's on tap for the weekend for you?
For me, normally, you know, this a little relaxing, a little 4th of July, celebrate Independence Day.
Are you going to come here to the Heritage Center for Irish Fest?
It's a thought. You know, I was thinking, just as the girls were playing, I was thinking about one of my past memories as a younger man when the Irish American, you know, when they used to have the festival here, and they still do, but I was working for the Illinois State of Labor Relations. And I was an intern, and they had me set up a booth upstairs. And I think it was my summer home from my freshman year at Marquette. Mm-hmm. And all my buddies from Edison Park were coming up here to hang out. And I lived with a lot of guys at Marquette that were from that neighborhood. And
Northside Irish.
And I was supposed to be, you know, manning the booth. And I, after working numerous festivals, I had realized that, well, I could go up to the booth and sit there for about 20 minutes, put out the flyers, and disappear for a while, just being the hooligan that I am.
A nice state job just a for
nice
the summer.
Nice state.
Just falling right in line with the rest of the state employees. Yeah. I can disappear for a couple
hours. So I would disappear, and then when my buddies were here, the shenanigans began, and I remember my father calling me, and I had the car.
Yeah,
and I remember our previous host Mike Houlihan calling me on the phone, telling me he was going to kill me if I didn't, you know, get that car home.
Yeah.
And eventually, I can't remember if it was you and Mom that drove out here, or somebody else came to take the car from me. Yeah, that was my that's my famous story about the Irish Fest here. But we were here last year.
Yeah,
and we had a great time. It's always a blast.
It was a blast, especially when Eddie Vedder came out on stage at the end of the night.
Oh, man.
From
I couldn't
Pearl Jam.
Believe it. Yeah.
Holy smokes. Was that crazy?
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Oh, it's going to be Pearl Jam all night for this. That joke's just going to keep running through here.
Yeah. No, we had a good time. We who did we see? Was it Sean Davern's group we saw playing last year?
Yes, we did. Steve Davern.
Steve Davern. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time. I'm noticing all these gifts out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't something that we normally do on our show.
No.
No, we just
kind of... We can't give anything to anybody.
No, we just have to hope that people love us.
Other than joy and laughter.
That's right. But there looks like some nice little knickknacks. I didn't know that the Crack had their own T-shirts.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to ask our producer, one of our financiers for our show, where's our T-shirts?
Mm-hmm. No, we don't have enough listeners yet for those.
No, yeah. Well, how many listeners did we say we had?
We have 4,000 listeners, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. We're up there.
No, we've done the metrics. We've got a great metric system. We've narrowed it down to 4,000. We are the second most popular media family in Chicago behind the Ponce family. Do you know who the Ponces are? That's Phil Ponce and Anthony Ponce and his son.
Yeah, from WTW, yeah.
One of the things that we'd like to talk about on our show is we would like to propose a cage match right here. At the Irish American Heritage Center, for media title for most popular media family here in Chicago.
Yeah. I don't know.
Think that our chances are good. I'd have to quit smoking. Those Ponces are in good shape.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Although we could get some drinks into them right here in the Fifth Province, and it could change the whole dynamic.
That's usually how the Irish do it, isn't
it?
Yeah. We'll
figure
trick
it
them.
Out.
We'll get some trickery.
We'll figure it out.
Do you know who the Ponces are, guys? Ladies?
Yeah.
No. Wow, these Ponces are everywhere.
Clay O'Brien does, and we thought we would give it.
Yeah, our other third wheel here is we have another person on the program named Clay O'Brien, who's our third anchor.
He calls himself the greatest human in the world, but normally the greatest human in the world would show up to an event like this. So
yeah, he bailed. He said my wife is making me go to Wisconsin for the 4th of July. Oh. She's making me go.
Oh,
that's
okay.
So he didn't think it was very important to be here tonight. So
Clay, I hope you're listening.
Yeah. He's not. He's not, probably. Do you, Emer and Eileen, let's do another number.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
What's this one going to be called?
We're going to sing a song. I'm going to sing a song this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's called On Buchaline Down, which means the dark-haired boy.
Like me.
Yeah, Eileen plays a slow air called The Fair-Haired Boy, and then I sing this song called The Dark-Haired Boy. So she likes blondes, I like brunettes.
Cool.
Ah.
My true love, he dwells on the mountain. Like a war eagle, fearless and free.
by the side of a low tuning fountain that wanders through the wide and the deep. His soul has more valor and honor than a king with his palace and crown, for the blood of the race of O'Connor fills the veins of my Buchalin soft Kate Mille Falta. I'll give him every Sunday when he comes to me. And sure, what can I do but believe him when he whispers a chushla machri? For his look is so tender and honest, from his bright roving eyes of dark brown, that I'm sure any lady of splendor could be coaxed by my Buchalin down. My father has riches aplenty and suitors for me in his eye. Ah, but let my age come to 20, and 'tis I'll give them all a goodbye. For I long to dwell on the mountain, far away from the dust and from the town, with the music of a low-tuning fountain and the love of my Buchalin down.
Emer Arkins, everybody. Emer, you have a CD out called What's Next.
That's right. I just released it last Thursday.
Did you really? Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Where can our listeners purchase a copy other than in this room tonight?
You can purchase it online. You can purchase it on my website, emerarkins.com, or from CD Baby.
CD Baby.
Yeah.
Pat, why don't you spell that for all the radio listening audience so that they know how to get that emerarkins.com?
Yeah,
right?
Emer has more vowels than you would imagine.
E-I-M-E-A-R, Arkins, like Alan Arkin, except with plural, with an S. A-R-K-I-N-S, emerarkins.com. It's called What's Next. You can find it at emerarkins.com or CD Baby. Eileen Gannon, you also have a CD.
Last summer.
Last summer, the glory days are over. Are they over?
No. They're not, actually. I thought they were in my sleep, and that's where the title came from.
Are
I
you kidding?
Said it in my sleep.
I'm doing this show in front of 36 people is the glory days.
I know. It doesn't get any better.
Oh, gosh. Unless you're in Pearl Jam or something.
Well, have you ever heard Pearl Jam sing the song that Emer just sang? It's
they
amazing.
They could never even touch Emer's something.
I don't know if they can.
No. Yeah. They've got nothing on me.
Eileen, where can our radio listeners find The Glory Days Are Over?
On my website, eileengannon.com, CD Baby, or bandcamp.com.
Ah, that's outstanding. And where you can listen to the Hoolies Hooli.
That's right.
We're coming towards the end, and it's time for the crack coming up right now, right after us. I do want to give a shout out here. My girlfriend is here with her son, Maddox. I want to say hello. They came out all the way on the 4th of July weekend to let me bother them so they could watch me entertain. So thank you for being here.
Oh.
And thank you all for being here.
That's right. If you've enjoyed our banter, you can find archived episodes, full programs of our show. It's just filled with stuff like this.
Lots of nonsense and laughter.
Right. It's at you have to go to iTunes and you search for Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C. That's Free Crack. And it is called the Hoolies Hooli Radio Hour. check it out. You might dig it. There's not a whole lot of Irish culture in the show other than the fact that it's two Irish brothers ranting and rambling about how to get on in this crazy world.
Yeah.
But I do thank you for your attention.
We're getting the hook.
We're getting the hook. Eileen, Emer, lovely meeting you.
Thank you. You too.
It's been a ball.
Thanks for listening to us, everybody,
off
at the IHAC.
This has been the Hooli's Hooli, back with Gino Cooney in the crack.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Gentlemen, to the crack, the one and only crack. We have an abbreviated version of the crack tonight.
Man. We're making radio history tonight, Gino. Radio history tonight. Not since
Emiliano Marconi invented the radio. There's been such a night like tonight. Three Irish-American radio shows in 1 hour. Incredible.
Great. We had the Skinny and Hooli, and then the Hooli's Hooli, and now the Crack.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I've met your sons before, and I'll say a few things about them. They're very talented. They're very funny.
Oh, thank you.
They're very smart, and they're very good-looking. These are obviously four characteristics that skip a generation in the Houlihan family.
It's all their mother. Their mother's involved.
The only similarities is your affection to the Ponce family.
Very good.
No kidding.
Well, you'll read that, folks, in the book that we're raffling off later. Nothing's on the Square. There's some references to the Ponce family in there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I see a lot of familiar faces. The tour we're promoting tonight.
It's great. We had such a great
slideshow. Thanks to Shay Clark, who was here.
Thank you, Shay.
And Mary.
Mary Weebler. You guys were terrific. And if you need more information, get in touch with Mary at 1-800. I don't know the number on here. We'll get you the number before the end of the show.
We could never replay the same trip that we had last year, but they're, like I said, we had such
different.
A great time.
It's like, you know, your children. You can't. They're all different. They're all. You love them all.
You just have to have a high tolerance for low humor.
Yes, but you're not getting
bad jokes.
You can reach Mary at 1-800-624-8338 for details, or sign up online at www.grouptripsandtravel.com. Yeah, we'd love to have you join us. Hey, look, we have some repeaters here tonight who have been with us before. They'll tell you they had the time of their life, and they're back.
But they can't tell all the stories, though.
No, some of that is classified.
Yes.
Yes.
A big hello to our Pat and Karen Kennedy out here.
Our Salon Series producers.
Yeah. They do so much here for the Irish-American Heritage Center together with Noel Rice. Their instruction, the ability to lend their genius to the next generation is tremendous, and that's what this place is all about, whether it's dancing or singing or music lessons. Check out our website, and there's all kinds of things going on here. Irish American Heritage Center, that's what this place was built for 35 years ago, and it still thrives and excels.
And you got a big weekend coming up.
The
Irish Fest.
Yes, the Irish Fest, yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July.
Check out our website. Check out the Irish American News. So much going on. It's going to be my last official night here as president, July 8th. And then I fly to Coop. Yes, I could relax, take a break, ride off into the sunset.
And then he's going to Ireland with us October 11th.
Yes. Yeah. I'm saddling up my horse. Uh-huh. Yes.
We need to have some music from Emer.
Yeah, Emer. Welcome, Emer.
And Eileen. What do you think, gals?
We're going to play a couple of slip jigs for you.
All right.
Oh, that means Madeline can come up here and do another dance if you'd like.
Hey, Madeline, you get up here. Okay,
Madeline,
here we are.
Madeline was doing a little dance here earlier. We'd love to have you. Thank you.
Eileen Gannon and Emer Arkins on The Crack. Hey, we're going to take a little break here on The Crack. We'll be right back with our final songs and sponsor thanks and everything else. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Back in 1922, my grandfather Thomas J. Cooney opened his one-room funeral parlor on Chicago's North Side. We take tremendous pride in his decision to serve others in their time of need as we continue to put families first when their loved ones pass away. For three generations and over 90 years, the Cooney Funeral Home has served families in our Irish community with the highest degree of care and comfort. We know that the death of a loved one can bring about some of the most important decisions you may ever have to make in a short period of time. That's where we would like to help. We'll serve as a guide and an advisor while arranging your funeral plans and help you in any way we can to ease your sorrow. We want your trust. We will serve you in a professional manner on a personal level, just as our parents and grandparents did before us. With locations in Chicago on Irving Park and in Park Ridge on Bussey Highway, we're always there to help you and your family. For more information, please visit CooneyFuneralHome.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, at McCann's Irish Oatmeal, we got some tonight. We're going to be raffling off.
This is like
Has everybody
record.
Got a raffle ticket?
There's a record for raffle prizes.
I've never seen this many raffle prizes here on The Crack. And so if you don't have a ticket, you aren't going to win. So if you need a ticket, see our friend Barbara White right over here. Everybody got raffle tickets because you got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, Madeline's handling out raffle tickets free with every single purchase of a beverage here.
Yeah. So that's the first prize is the McCann's Irish Oatmeal and then all this other stuff. It's got to go. It's all got to go.
Somebody's leaving with
us. Gino, Irish Fest this weekend. You're listening, folks, Saturday night, Saturday afternoon. Get in the car and get over to the Heritage Center. Sunday night is Katie Grennan with Gaelic Storm. That's the final act, right?
Oh, John Williams is going to be here.
Oh, Johnny
the
Williams.
Chancy Brothers close out.
And the Folk Tent. I love saying that. They're going to be at the Folk Tent. The Folk Tent.
And the Taj Mahal will be just rocking.
Here in the Taj Mahal, traditional Irish music. That's the room here, folks. The Taj. But at the Irish Fest, you can go to the Folk Tent. And you can hear all that great music. But Jimmy Sullivan's going to be there. You're going to have Jimmy Moore. And we had them on the show, on the Skinny and Hooli show a couple weeks
the
ago.
The music is going to be intense.
The Crack will be 90.
Do you get it? Intense.
Oh, intense. Very good.
Keep up with that. See, okay. Low, bad humor.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Get used to it, Emer.
There's plenty of that on the trip, believe me. Yeah. Now, I had a whole bunch of dirty jokes I was going to tell tonight, but my children are here, so I'm not going to do that.
They're the ones who gave it to you.
Yeah, exactly. They wrote them. Hey, we're having a blast here on The Crack, and we hope you will join us every Saturday night from 8 to 9, WSBC 1240 on your AM dial. We did kind of a radio extravaganza here tonight, and we're so glad you all joined us. It's never been done before, never on the face of the earth, never have they had three Irish-American radio shows all in 1 hour. And you are witnesses to it. You're listening to it right now.
Wow, history. History made. Yeah.
Now, I think we have the great Emer Arkins, who is going to Ireland with me and Gino. So check that out. And if you want more information on that, go to every time I pick up the thing, it's the wrong one. I'll tell you where it is. www.grouptripsandtravel.com or call Mary Weebler at 1-800-624-8338 for details on the crack tour of Ireland with Gino Cooney and Hooley. All right. So, and Emer's with us on the trip every day for a week. We're going to have a blast. So what do you say, Eileen Gannon and Emer Arkins? They drove all the way down from St. Louis for this tonight. So hope everybody give them their... What do you want to take us out with, ladies?
Emer, do you live in St. Louis?
Yes. I do, yeah.
Do you ever go to McGurk's?
Oh.
She just played there.
My cousin
frequently.
Owns it.
Yeah,
no kidding? No your way. Cousin owns McGurk's?
Yeah.
That's terrific. There you go.
The Hallorans,
we spend a bit of time there, all right.
Yeah, oh, I know yeah. The Hallorans.
She
yeah.
just played there the other
yeah,
night,
we were
didn't
playing you? There for the yeah. last 2 weeks.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Amazing yeah. bar.
Okay, what do you want to take us out with, ladies?
We're going to play a couple of reels, and the first one is a great Clare tune.
Oh, that's what we want.
Yeah, written by the wonderful Bobby Casey. It's called The Porthole to the Kelp. And the second one is a great reel written by a Cavan man who spent most of his life in Philadelphia, Ed Reavy. It's called Maudbon Chapel.
All right, here they are, Eileen Gannon and Emer Arkins.
Thank you.